on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight to have with me, Jana, Death by Gucci, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nestor of MIG. What's up, folks?
Hey.
Not much. Like the rerun thing going.
Dun, I know. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I never can think about rerun without thinking about the only episode I really remember is when he was trying to bootleg at the Doobie Brothers. God, I just totally dated myself. But I'm sure it was a rerun.
Well, you're younger than me and Pete.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was like right when it was aired. So, but you know.
You're watching
it was like the same
TV
channel
land.
Of reruns with like Welcome Back, Cotter, you know. Yeah, like Nick at Night or something. I don't know.
Although you dated yourself.
I'm trying to get younger
Welcome
now.
Back, Cotter,
yeah,
too.
Nick at Night.
Hey, Mr. Kata! Up your nose with the rubber hose.
I know. Wow. Yeah. Always makes you feel a little bit better about your education. Hopefully. Otherwise, can't help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or as a side topic to that, talking about education. All right, I started watching this Breaking Bad thing. And I gotta give Jen a rash of crap. What the hell is it with their intros? Their intros are like bizarre.
I don't recall the intros.
Are you starting from the beginning or where they're at now?
Yeah, I started all the way from the. That's the reason why you're not paying any attention to half the thing. At the beginning of like some of these shows, they have these flash forwards or flashbacks, and they're like they don't even apply to the show that it's on. It's crazy. It's like tripping me out.
I haven't been able
to. Oh, you know what? I think I do remember wondering about that.
Yeah, it's like the pool scene with the bear, and then the guys in the hazmat suits.
Uh huh.
Anyway, and then you see all these evidence bags and things like that, and you're like, okay, it's all leading you up to believe that something happened, which I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. Spoiler? No, just kidding. Anyway, so but you're like, what the hell does this got to do with the show we're watching? It's like they're like some of them don't even make any sense.
Anyway. I think they show little tidbits that are going to tie into the story that is told for the day
that,
you watch.
But, and I get
the risk in that is losing people that get lost in between, you know.
Well, yeah,
I haven't been able to get. I've watched it a couple times and I've just drifted away. You know, it takes a lot to catch my attention.
I don't think I started watching it till the third season because Mike was telling me about things he watched in the second season, and I didn't remember them.
The commercials were funny, like, if you like The Walking Dead, and then they did this, like, comparison. It's a different
it's
character.
It's an interesting show.
Like,
I mean, I got to be perfectly honest. It's an interesting show, so I'll give you credit for that. But
and it gets better.
The intros just screwed up. Yeah. I'm just, like, completely lost at what I've missed in this intro parts because they never correlate directly to what's going on in the show. Now, every once in a while, there's just a little, you know, tie to it. But really early on, there was a lot of clips about the bear in the pool. And then they had the whole thing happen that, again, not spoiling it. And then you're like, ah, that's where the bear came in. Oh, that's funny.
I know.
Anyway, so I was just saying that I think they're just trying to trip me out. And it's not, I don't like that feeling. I don't do drugs, man.
People could say that about our show. Like, why are we talking about Breaking Bad?
We talk about whatever we want to talk about.
No, but at least, I mean, we could talk about whatever we want. But yeah, you're right. But okay.
We can.
That's the beauty of it. We but still have a voice.
Like, I can write whatever I want. I really get irritated. I shouldn't say this because now people will try to irritate me. But
yeah, don't
when
tell
I make
them.
A post and someone's like, that was stupid. That was useless. It's like, so? I felt like writing it.
Feed the trolls.
Didn't ask for your criticism. Thank you.
I wish there was a troll blocker.
I know. Pete, can you do that? Can you write up something for Jen?
Probably not.
I know. That would be
And
awesome.
They don't realize the best way to get to me would they should just stop coming to my site.
Like a personality profiler.
No. Cannot. You cannot top it.
Yep. So, all right, let's. I just had to say that because we were talking about the whole education thing, and then he's this chemistry teacher, blah blah blah. Is that, I'm not spoiling anything about the show. That's the premise of the whole thing, and he sells methamphetamines and blah 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 blah. Anyway, so I'm just tripping.
I just missed the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I'm in withdrawals.
Although the keeping on the topic of television shows, Game of Thrones, I enjoyed the last episode. That was pretty good too.
Must be nice. I've been trying to get my boyfriend to watch it, and we had it on HBO On Demand.
Uh-huh.
And so he finally agreed to start watching it again because we watched the first episode. So I go to turn it on, and season one is off HBO On Demand now. So he's like, well, let's just start on the second season. And I'm like, no. Like, you can't do that. So now we went to the video store. I was going to buy the DVD, and they were sold out.
Oh.
So now I have to hunt down the first season.
Mm.
And you will. Once you obsess on something, it's going to happen.
I know. I'm so annoyed.
Well, that's all Amazon. His fault.
He said it wasn't good, but I thought the first episode was good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it gets better, just like Breaking Bad. Like, Mike wasn't really into it at first, and I'm like, keep watching it.
Yeah. And I think that's it with some of them. It just takes the getting started to get through some of the early part of seasons when they're getting a feel for how the whole story is going to take place and everything. I do like the writing. I mean, it is pretty good in the Breaking Bad. I like the
suspense. AMC's got a good thing going on there.
Yep, they do.
They've got some brilliant writing going on there. I'll give them that.
Sons of Anarchy. Uh-huh. Although that's on FX, but that's still very well written.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's another one you all haven't watched.
There's a lot of alternative type. I mean, if you consider that, you know, off the beaten path, not on network TV anyway.
Right.
There's a lot of really good shows out there.
Yeah.
Well, it seems the main network TV is too Mickey Mouse. Like, it can't get too evil.
Yeah.
And Mickey does what he can.
Yeah. Speaking of evil, though. Tying this all back to Mafia Wars, thank you.
Oh, God.
Is what the hell's going on with game performance? I mean, it's can't do anything.
Mm-mm.
I mean, and I'm not even like talking just like, you know, okay, I use a script. I think there's no secret there. But man, even manual plays.
Oh, my God.
Horrendous.
I didn't have to report you.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I had no idea.
But yeah, it's just crazy, insane the lack of response from Zynga servers to do things within the game. I mean, everything's hanging up. It's just driving me nuts.
Especially with, we finally got a 2-time property build. Like, we've been waiting. I think it was a total of 21 or 22 days.
Uh-huh.
So it finally comes, and it comes today when things are stalling.
Yeah.
So I had to like sit there and keep hitting the button on my script on the repeat craft.
Right.
The whole 30 minutes. And it actually went 10 minutes late, which I was really happy because I was able to squeeze in some more. There were comments like, oh, you're so lazy. And if you're inconvenienced, you get upset. Play it the normal way. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I had over 3,000 reward points. And
they must not know you.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Impossible to do manually.
Mm-mm. Yep. And ridiculous anyway.
And I'm not going to play the game manually because I have, like, you know, 65,000 stamina. That would take me 2 hours. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for it.
That's the thing. Those are my options. And sure, yeah, I could try to play manually and be noble and pure. But the thing is, I would get bored and I wouldn't play it anymore. I would quit.
So what would you prefer? Us quit? Or us continue on doing what we do that has no impact on anyone else.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though, I did notice this week.
Is it a victimless crime?
Mm-hmm. I did notice some of the bigger money players that had kind of disappeared recently have been fighting this week.
Yeah, I saw that, too, in my player updates.
And that's where I saw it. And I won't say any names, but I have noticed some activity.
Well, then
there's activity.
The funny thing was the whole with the VIP program and the one reward point purchases.
Oh, my God.
Which is awesome. They should have left it the heck alone and left everything the way it was, because guess what? if you're paying on a monthly basis, you should get rewarded. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're paying their bills. The reaction to that was hilarious because I didn't even know about it. I was busy. It was Saturday night, and I was hurrying up and looking at the comments. And someone made a comment, hey, if you go to Mittens, they're one reward point each. And I was just going to publish it and move on. And I was like, let me check that out. And then I was like, oh, these are all the pick your own bundle items that they say are 70 reward points each. Mm-hmm. And normally you can't buy those from the inventory. And I've made posts about that in the past. Like they'll encourage you to buy them when they compare your inventory. But then there's no way to do it. The only way to get it is through the bundles. Mm-hmm. But when they switched over the VIP Ruby, because VIP Ruby players get 20% off all their purchases for loot, mm-hmm. something got messed up. So now they had buy this for one reward point. And it was a legitimate offer. And we, you know, took them up on it. And the problem was it was only affected accounts that had reached the Ruby level of VIP. And there were a lot of accounts that should have but still didn't because Zynga was on a delay. Mm-hmm. So they feel they missed out. And I can understand that. And then, like, people that don't even spend money, like, freaked out about it. They're so unfair. I should quit. All these players are getting this. And you know it's Zynga. They're going to, like, you know when you're doing it, oh, this, they're not going to let me keep these. But, you know, I'm not sure what the logistics or the legalities of it all was because some people were really pissed off. Like, no, you offered this to me and I bought it. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of my friends, Susan, was like, well, yeah, like I had bought these steaks at Costco that were 19 cents by mistake.
But and that's what, like, they got to give them to you for.
Did Costco go to your house and pull them out of your freezer
go
and leave
take
some money on the
back.
Table?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's typically, I mean, they don't have to, but any good business will, you know, Matt will do that.
The thing is, they can. It's in their terms of service. So We can't really say, oh, I'm going to sue you for this. They can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the eye-opener for Zynga should be, it really should have indicated how much people would spend their reward points and how few reward points would be getting stockpiled if they had loot that was available for a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. And I spent every reward point I had, and if I had had more time, I would have went and bought some.
Right.
But, like, my time was so limited that night, like, I just barely had time to get the blog post out.
Right.
And then it was funny, someone, I didn't realize at the time that it was only Ruby VIP players. So then when the post went out, then everyone was like, it's not working anymore. It's not working anymore. And then some people were like, this really should have been posted sooner. I see you waited till you maxed and then posted it. And I'm like, you know what? I had to see if it worked. Like, yeah. What do you want me to do? Say, oh, I think there might be a glitch.
You can't win.
Yeah. So it was just kind of funny. Like, and personally, I was tempted not to even post about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people who like to snoop other people's inventories, it would have been hard to hide that.
But then again, you know, you never knew whether or not that was something that was supposed to be or not supposed to be based
right.
on the discounts that were available to VIP members.
Right. Which
And I don't know what they're going to do because they botched the whole thing up. Like, they screwed up in the first place. And then the rollback was ridiculous because they screwed that up, too.
Uh-huh.
So who knows what's going to happen?
You never can tell.
But it's not like I can hide it or like I was doing something wrong. I got accused of trying to get away with something. It's like, I have no control over this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to lick a gift horse in the mouth. But, right. You know, it's just the way it is. They always screw things up like that.
Uh-huh.
And really, who cares? It's not like this is going to make anyone the top player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't change your game.
And it didn't, even when I had all the loot items and my attack and defense equipment scores were well above 500,000, I didn't notice a difference. Like, it didn't really do much for me. So if anything, that should make me realize, like, don't spend reward points on loot because it's going to get outdated anyways. And even when you have it at peak capacity, it's not really doing a whole lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my game performance was exactly the same, fighting and in the arenas.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so bored. I'm stockpiling profile points for a change.
Oh, you are?
I have 165. Is that Woo! A record for me?
Yeah.
I've never done that. That's how bored
I
am.
That's the game to be playing right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I still play the game. I'm just a little bored. I'm at all my goals and skill points, so I don't know what to do anymore. Yeah, I think that's why I've stockpiled is I met the goals I'd made, and I'm just sometimes like, oh, I don't know where I'm going to put them.
Yeah,
once there's 200, I'm going to put it all here or there. I don't know. That's pretty much where I'm at.
And I even, and you know, on the topic of loot, normally I don't give a crap about the loot when I decide what to craft for the properties. And I was just like, I don't need any more skill points. Like, I have no desire to bump anything up.
And we don't need any more properties either.
So then I went and I looked at what's the best loot item. I'll craft that. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We've the SVR showroom, that's over for normal players. And then gold VIP members and above get like 5 extra days. And that's almost over.
That's not cool. You're going to get me all jealous.
Oh, I don't even need it.
You can get her all riled up now.
I know. Now I'm mad because I'm only a level 12. I never get higher than that. I think once I got to 13.
Well, it's hard if you're not
part of the 11 is good enough club. And then he changed his mind, but I stayed there. So, whatever.
Well, because they added the level 15, they added an extra skill point.
I know, it's just so cute. I hate asking for stuff all the time.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous.
I really do. And this has been a massively horrible beg week. It's like, give me this, give me that.
Yeah.
Can't I just play without having to beg so much?
Yeah.
I've just started tagging all of my begging post Mike Nestor. Because he makes fun of me for saying please and thank you. So now I just say Mike. Do it.
Hey, I forgot to mention the I don't know what was came over me last show. I didn't even talk about the April Fool's joke we did.
I know we didn't.
Oh yeah,
we didn't talk about April Fool's
when we turned the world upside down. And everybody thought Zynga came up with it.
Yeah,
they didn't do anything, huh?
No.
Well, they kind of did because they introduced the Warsmith feature where you'd have to like
a joke, but
upgrade your items and it costs like a ridiculous amount of reward points.
That's
so I thought that was their April Fools.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to play upside down for, I don't know, a minute before I was like, oh, screw this.
It was kind of fun.
I showed it to my son, though, and he was laughing so hard.
I liked recreating it. I did post the script you could add to your toolbar if you want to get it back. And I like how it just spins.
It was pretty funny.
It's cool looking.
I enjoyed it.
Yep. Now we'll have to think about next year. But that was the big surprise I talked about on the end of one of the shows. And if you didn't get a chance to see it, you can look up our April Fool's joke. And you can,
it was fun.
So many people thought it was Zynga, and Martin was counting, like,
because that's how many of us he saw.
He's like, and these even had screenshots.
It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. Good job.
Yep.
It was fun to see the panic.
Yeah.
I kept that window open for a while, and I was going to give it a shot here and there, and then I'm like, this is just annoying.
Yeah, I tried for a couple minutes, and I said, oh, I can't do that.
Give up.
Yeah, and then people, when it was flipped around on them, because they decided to take the challenge, so that was cool. Most people took the challenge. And then they're like, okay, how do I get it off? And all it took was refreshing the screen, but people didn't realize that, so.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, so kudos there. Spock on. It's funny. I enjoyed it.
I'm trying to think. What else we have, Jen? I mean, there's...
You have some updates in stats history and Spartacus.
That I didn't talk about?
Nope.
I guess I don't... What are you thinking of? Because I thought we talked about, like, the new stay at a level option.
The, like, stay at third and fifth place?
Uh-huh. I talked about that one show before.
Oh, did you? I don't remember. Sorry.
Yeah. And then stats history, I don't know. What do we add to that? I hadn't even looked at it in a
There's
while.
Now the option to remove data points.
Ah, okay.
And I love that because I'm really OCD. And when I do them every day, I like them to be at the same time. And I've always asked, like, I'm like, is there any way to load it without saving a data point? And so now you can remove your data point and it gets better. You can scroll down to the bottom and you can get a comparison. So say I want to compare today with 30 days ago.
Right.
And you can pick another data point and it will tell you you've done this many ices. You're averaging X number of ices per day.
Right.
And then you can copy it and post it to your wall.
Yep.
If you want to brag about it.
You want to be a bragger.
You want to be a brag.
But you can do that for every single category. So it's really nice because I used to get out my calculator and figure that stuff out.
Uh-huh.
God bless you. I don't know.
I like it a lot.
That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that was in there. I hadn't done a stats history for quite a while.
I've been bad about it. I used to do them every day like clockwork, and then I just started doing them once every couple days, and now it's about maybe once a week.
Yep.
I don't do them.
No, oh, they're God. Fun. It's just fun to look back. And the worst is if you don't back up your stuff and you lose it. It's very sad.
But that is the deletion of individual data points was something that people have asked for a while. When Ike originally wrote the stats history, there was an option in there to manage, and you could compress your data, which would be look for similar data points or two things that happen on the same day to try to keep things condensed and cleaned up. But it's really nice to have it where you can delete them individually. Because every time you load it, it loads a new data point automatically. Yep.
I don't know what this game would do without you guys, because like the April Fool's joke and just like different things that happen here when we first realized that you guys removed the revolver of death, or you know, we could
put a close button on it,
close the spinning bullets. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that I think once you have the toolbar installed that you don't really realize it never got fixed on Zynga's end.
Right.
I don't know what the game would have done a long time ago without you guys.
The gems, if you don't have the toolbar, you're going to encounter that bug and you can't get them from collecting on your homepage.
Right.
Which is very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's also a bug in the game involving Chrome and people that haven't built their Brazil properties yet. If you're in the Chrome browser or one like it, you can't access your property, so you can't upgrade or ask for requests, but the property manager will upgrade for you.
Right.
It won't ask for requests though. But the workaround is easy. You just go to Firefox and then it all works.
Mm-hmm. It's that intermittent stuff that's kind of crazy to try to, I mean, that's not intermittent.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of weirdness that happens with one machine or multiple machines or one specific version of the browser, and you know, and that's a tough stuff. That's tough to keep up with.
But well, yeah, it's hard for you guys too, because every time Facebook changes something.
Yeah, the whole API. If the API changes, then that makes a big difference for a lot of our scripts, because now it's everything is so heavily dependent on the API graph for doing posts and, you know, like the war post option and different things like that. I mean, if they make a change that doesn't give us access to that data anymore or to those publishing options, then you know, it breaks a lot of stuff. But I to your point, Jen, it's been interesting to really see, you know, how much we've added to the game as time has gone on, and how that has helped people learn more about the game, as opposed to, you know, everybody assumes that scripts are evil because it does some automation for you and things like that. And granted, there's a lot of scripts that, you know, out there.
Well, you guys know I run very little.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
I'm not a huge script user.
Right. But there's so many scripts that we've created that are more informational than they are, you know, changing. Mm-hmm. You know, giving
Absolutely.
You the option to level or anything like that.
They're cheating, as the haters would like to call it.
Yeah, cheating. You know, I mean, stats history has nothing to do.
No.
That was always the point. Yeah, stats history is a lot like what people used to do with their own, you know, Excel spreadsheets. They used to create copies of this data manually, you know, costing hours of time. I mean, this is a time saver. And it didn't affect anybody. It doesn't affect their ability, you know. their ability to fight any better or whatever else. So anyway, I just, you know, the mafia manager, the same type thing. People have been collecting spreadsheets on families and groups of people and everything else since the inception of mafia wars. Mm-hmm. You know, true. Some of it's made it a little bit easier. Anyway, it was interesting to think about that some a little bit when I was out in San Francisco a long time back, and I went and talked to them a little bit about the scripts and things.
When they schmoozed, yeah.
They schmoozed us, yeah. Then, you know, it was interesting to show at the time Stats History was new to us, you know, and it was great to show them that work that, you know, I did to create that. And the way people play this game with the interaction of, you know, changing their understanding what their character's doing over time and different things like that is an element of this game. It's like what you're struggling with right now, Jen. You know, do I keep, you know, pumping my skill points into, you know, stamina and energy, or do I move off and say, okay, screw it, I'm never gonna
be strong enough. I'm never gonna
now I'm gonna have to bump it into attack and defense.
And I reached my goals for that, and I'm bored with it. I'm not a fighter, so it's not
right.
I don't have that drive like, oh my God, this guy can beat me.
There's
now.
Still pleasure in looking at my feed and seeing that I was attacked 20 times and they lost.
Oh yeah, that's
I still enjoy that. That's nice. Good for you. You spent all of that stamina and lost.
Yeah.
That's fun, I guess. I don't know what's fun anymore here.
But I think the statistics and the whole, and why Stats History is so popular is people need to feel they're making progress, and that's the way to see it and see what you've done every day.
Right.
I don't think it's like doing these stupid events that really gets people off.
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
No.
But
that's what
like always, I do think everybody has their own game here. What mm-hmm. what you like doing is different than what maybe, you know, it's still everybody's own game.
Right, and for people that are coming in now that don't have the foundation of players out there to kind of coach and teach and whatever else, I mean, there's some of us out there, obviously, but as the player base is dwindling, it's not something that there's not as many options for that at the ready. And with Facebook making changes where you can't be friends with people that you're not really friends with, even though
Facebook's
you want to be friends
fail
with
here.
Them. Yeah, you want to be friends with them because you want to build up your mafia. I mean, I remember when we started out and all the pimping sites that were out there, you know, that you...
Don Sweeney was like the king of that.
You got to be in a pimping site because when you're in a pimping site, then they pump you up and you can get your first to your 501
mafia. I never did that.
Really quick. You know, and then the solution was, okay, forget it. Well, don't create that interaction anymore. Just give people these fake, you know, what are they called?
Hired
guns. Yeah. And then it's just like, what was the point of that? I thought the whole point was to spread the word and to get people talking to one another for the purpose
That's
of extenuating
when they,
you know, the game. Extenuating? Mm-hmm. Extending
That's
out.
That's the beginning of this stopping caring about social
right.
gaming.
Yeah. So
and the social part, really, like, when I played it, I had fun because my friend Michael played it, and mm-hmm. so we'd talk mm-hmm. about it.
And he's been long then, quit, right?
No, he still plays, I think. We haven't heard from him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I thought he quit playing even.
No, I think he still plays occasionally.
He's a closet player.
Yeah. But then he was my only friend that played it, so then it got kind of boring. You can only talk about it with one person so many times, And I didn't even know you weren't supposed to do this, but I went to his wall and I said, hey, add me to your mafia. And then he wrote to me, he's like, Jen, you shouldn't really do that to people. I was like, oh, my bad. And then one of his friends had like a kind of pimping site and she would pimp out different kinds of people. And she put me on there once and then I got all these friend requests and then I had all these people's walls to look at.
Next thing you know, you're the loot lady.
Yeah. Well, that took years to come. But there was this one girl, and at the time, no one knew how she was doing it because you didn't really know the game when you were new. And she was like on her way to get to level 1,000, and all she was doing was the New York job with the good ratio, so she was serial leveling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you first start playing the game, that you don't even know that concept. So everyone loved this girl, and it was like a big to-do to see how many levels she got. And then, you know,
Does she
you
still
would watch
play?
Her change. No, her account, I think she either sold it or gave it to somebody because then it was someone else.
Right. Mm.
But
I think I have a lot of those types in my account where I'm not sure if you're who you used to be.
Who are you now? Yeah.
I just don't know who you are anymore. Got to do a little house cleaning this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you accidentally get deleted and you're really my friend, let me know.
I'll add you back.
Yeah. I'll add you back.
So I can delete my watch.
Otherwise, if you didn't miss me, then you didn't know me in the first place.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I delete people. Like, if they don't bother to write to me and say, hey, you deleted me. Did I do something wrong? Then if they don't even notice, then I don't feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm. I typically don't delete people unless they just put something so disgusting out there or just really that's pretty much what it takes.
Well, I just delete them if they
occasionally.
Don't
play. Yeah. Or non-players, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't do that because I was listening to a friend of mine, you know, our friend Jim Brown that had passed away like a year ago or so. A friend on his birthday, all these people were posting, hey, how are you? Happy birthday, you know, and it's just, it was kind of creepy because I'm like thinking, God, you people don't even realize that he's not alive.
Yeah.
And then we were talking in a Skype room that's kind of built around him, you know, the pimp room. And we were talking about how everybody was saying that in there. And they were, this one guy said that he just felt so bad ever since he accidentally deleted him. Because they were close friends, you know. And I don't know. It's creepy when people, when that happens.
Yeah.
When people quit playing for whatever reason. You never know.
Yeah.
You know?
That's also an interesting part of this dynamic of this community is, you know, we do hear a lot about the passing of people, you know, and we learn about it through this community. I mean, and that's not, I don't think that's something typical in Words with Friends or something like that.
I don't think so either. I think it went to a different level here.
Yeah.
There's friendships and connections and, you know, it's a little different here, I think. But, you know, I don't know. Well, I'm not on any Words with Friends chat rooms or podcasts or anything.
Yeah.
So maybe we should think about that.
Farmville. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hadn't been by my farm in a while. I was wondering. But yeah, I've noticed that, and I don't make a tremendous amount of friends, you know, in the game. I mean, I'm kind of a reclusive to a certain extent, but you know, you do hear it a lot. You know, and it's passed through the community about people that have gotten sick, you know, with cancer or with other things or those that have passed or family members of those that have passed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't mean just catching it in a feed. I mean, it seems to spread,
really,
you know,
does.
In other avenues that outside the game, which is, you know, I think it's good to keep people connected that way to a certain extent.
And, you know, I've said this before, but one of the things I miss the most about how we used to play the game is that there was a bigger focus on charities and helping people out that needed a little bit of help because so many people did know each other.
Right.
And so, you know, not that, you know, I miss getting into people's business and helping them, but I mean, I just miss that community kind of feeling that there was, you know, I don't know, everything's.
Well, there were gifting sites just based solely on helping people. And I think Zynga misses that point that a lot of people play this game because they do enjoy helping others. And it was an opportunity to do so. And then when the game kept limiting what you could gift, like those communities kind of dried up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've always thought you should be able to gift people gift cards or points or things like that would make them money. And, you know, gosh, good Lord, you know how much flirtation goes on here. People would be buying cards for people all the time.
Well, you actually can buy game cards for people.
Just need to fire up.
But didn't you used to be able to do it like digitally or something? I don't know.
Yeah, you still can. You can go to their online site and buy a game card and then send it to somebody.
Yeah.
Brandon gave me one on my birthday.
Yeah, we did that a couple of times on the show for giveaways. We haven't done that in a while. Ought to consider that again.
We should combine our sites and then ask everyone to donate $1 and then use those funds to buy gift cards for contests and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or give them the option of many in case it's somebody like me that wins. Shopping. I'm like having retail withdrawals here, people. Dana needs a new pair of shoes.
I'm thinking I just had to buy three new pairs of shoes.
Thanks I need a to fix. My dog. I know. I'm like bargaining up there.
But your dog ate your shoes?
She eats them all the time. And I finally have, like, I like flip-flops in every color.
And dogs love flip-flops.
And she got my last pair, and now it's warm here, so I didn't have any flip-flops. So I had to go spend, like, a couple hundred bucks on flip-flops.
Yeah. Because you have to have, like, $200 pair of flip-flops.
No, but you need the right colors to match everything.
I agree. You know what's funny? I had a pair on the deck. This was last summer. And I'm like, where did my flip-flops go? And then all of a sudden, I see the neighbor's dog. He had snuck over and stole my shoes. And I went and told my neighbor, I'm like, he's got my shoes. And I got them back. And then he came right back. And then he devoured them the next time. He's like, I know I'm not getting them back. I better go to town.
Oh, man.
I know.
So upsetting.
I'm not cool about losing shoes.
There's nothing you can do about it. And I'm kind of new with dogs. Like, this is my first dog that's my very own.
We get the shoe thing down.
And she just looks up at me. She's chewing on my shoe. And I'm like, Pixie, no.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, they have those sticky toys that look like high heels.
Yeah. Well, my theory is if you give them the toy that looks like a shoe, then they think it's okay.
They think it's cool. Yeah.
And she doesn't mess with my boyfriend's shoes, only mine. I don't get it.
Does this happen to you, Pete?
I don't have a dog anymore.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of all the dogs we've had, although we've never had a puppy. So most of ours have been broken of that by the time we've had an animal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Which is good.
With our beagle, she didn't get to do that. And then we had Shaq, which was the golden retriever, and he didn't do it. And when I had the St. Bernard, he didn't mess with shoes. He just moped around.
Yeah, I've never had a dog that did either, but my next door neighbor's dog.
Oh, it's horrible. And you feel so violated when, because I'm so careful with my shoes now, but mistakes happen.
Sure.
Like, one day you'll forget, and that's the day you're just like, oh. But I'm going to make these flip-flops last for 2 years now, I've decided. She will not get hear them.
She's going the distance. it's a good time in 2 years in a pair of flip-flops. You must be really getting really nice flip-flops.
Well, not that nice, but a little stylish.
Yeah.
Enough
I like to piss you off when the dog gets them.
Like,
I've so had next week on shoes with Jen and Jan. We're just trying to find a new show, people. Sorry.
Yeah, when Mafia Wars dies, we gotta have a new show to talk about.
Dogs and animal, dogs and fashion.
Something to bore the masses with.
Hey, there's nothing boring about a good pair of shoes.
I was just talking in generalities about the show.
Yeah. Show. Sorry.
Anyway. Well, I think since we've diverted enough to
Is
there any last minute tidbits of information we probably need to share, Jen, regarding the game or something that's changed that people really need to know about?
Yeah, there's one thing I was going to talk about.
What's that?
Well, you know how when they increase the gifting threshold, it doesn't make sense. Like, some things are, some things aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And a while back, like, you know, people can still not gift this war loot. And people are behind in some of the war tiers. Mm-hmm. And if you could gift the useless loot, it would catch them up. It would make everything easy. It wouldn't hurt anybody because the stats aren't that good.
And we can use the level playing field.
Yeah, they don't make this stuff giftable, but they make like the two-headed snake that the Ass family got in the Death by Ice event. And I wrote a post kind of complaining about that. And I pointed out, I said, you know, the collector's edition items, those are giftable, and people bought those on the pretense that they were limited in quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So from that post, they must have read it, and they went ahead and made all the collector's edition items not giftable anymore.
But that's the solution to the problem.
Yeah,
right there.
And it made me mad because it was like, that was just an example to prove a point. you know, if you're going to do that, could you at least do the war loot and, you know, maybe make our two-headed snake not giftable, even though there's millions of them out there now? So, and then some people were upset because the collectors were working on getting all of those. You know, through opening mystery bags. And I feel bad. Like, the purpose wasn't, like, fix this. It was fix that. But they took my point or my example, which wasn't really...
They said, we'll show you.
Yeah. It makes me just want to stop posting stuff like that. Like, if...
That's pretty, pretty ridiculous. I mean, like, you're to your point. I mean, we've got to be able to gift people items in the game. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, and if it's not really going to affect or change the dynamic of the game or skill points across the board, you know, for, you know, come on.
And the gifting helps the social connection.
It
makes people feel good.
Well, you want to say thank you or, oh, that was so nice.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's along the lines of like this robbing spree thing we got again, which with the game things, it's just driving me nuts to be able to open.
Beg.
But yeah, right. So you beg or you turn around and you get a whole bunch of this stuff that shows up in your ZMC and it takes up your entire ZMC with items that you can only collect so many of in a day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me too. If you're going to go ahead and put an event out there that says...
Then let me go get them.
That's right. If it shows up, you know, if I get 150 in my ZMC, then I should be able to go.
Then let me finish up. Let me just go to town and just knock it out. I get irritated with all the little...
And it messes with things, because if, like, those green mystery bags came out, and then you had these, what are they called, canines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you need to...
And then your whole ZMC gets filled with canines, and you can only use 20 of them, you can't get the other stuff.
Yeah, so
then
it's...
And then it ends before the show airs.
Yeah.
And I... can't fit well.
And they did change the robbing spree back to stamina based.
I was gonna say, which made
a flat rate, so that was a good thing.
It does make more sense, although I've had energy at times and not stamina because of the ice season and because of I was gonna say because of Spartacus, but I mean the arena. I end up burning my stamina and now all of a sudden I'm like, damn it. I wish I could just use energy. I want choices.
And they really shoot themselves in the foot by hiding the robbing spree, like in the middle of the modules.
Yeah, it's number 6 for me.
Because that's one of the things I normally, if I get on a robbing board, I'll be like, oh, I want to finish this. And I'll, you know, I know it's not worth it, but I'll buy the consumables just so I can finish the board. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding ever since they started burying it, I don't get to it for a couple days.
You forget it.
And so I have plenty of consumables, so I'm not even buying them. So it's like they're kind of screwing themselves on this one by hiding it.
Well, they really are.
And that's where something I just remembered that we've been working on. I'll give a little teaser.
The
Eventinator.
Eventinator?
Yes. It's going to be a script that we're going to keep track of as all these events roll out. It's going to store the events in the database, keep track of how much time's left on them and stuff like that.
And then hopefully
something will maybe tie somehow to the toolbar to keep people aware of when new events roll out and different things.
Maybe you could like highlight it when something's
expired. That's what we're thinking.
So you can make it set a reminder for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we've got some ideas brewing of how to keep people more informed of when.
And it has links to the walkthroughs.
I know, that's so nice. You guys work so well together.
Yeah.
I feel worthless.
Me too. When you're not here, it's so boring.
I'm always here. I'm always bored here with you. Y'all are my escape. I realized that recently because I asked myself, why do I do that? Why do I still do this? Because
I think we all ask that question.
We do. And I think it's just because we're, you know, I still like the game for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't have as much time as, you know, at certain times in life, you have more time than others.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm just in habit form, too. So, but I like hanging out.
You? Definitely.
We can make fun of Chester and Mike. It's awesome.
Anybody got any shout-outs?
How's your basketball team, Pete?
My basketball team lost.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a shout out because I was thinking about it and I was hoping you won.
Yeah, no, so, they were doing so well the whole game.
Dang it.
And then in the last few minutes, they kind of broke down a little bit emotionally, I think, and made some bumbling plays. And, you know, but I mean, it was a great ride. I mean, they did a phenomenal job.
That's
for
awesome.
The year. And I'm, you know, as a, you know, alumni, we're very, very proud of the efforts that they gave us, you know.
I was
fans.
Listening back to our show and you were so excited. So
yeah,
I keep thinking about it and I'm like, God, I hope Pete's winning. It's yeah. like you.
No, we got but, beat by so Louisville. We, and then Louisville ended up winning the whole thing against Michigan. So
and that's the one where the guy broke his or yes. hurt his leg was Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Interestingly enough, what, you know, what's running through everybody's mind as Shocker fans is that if we had to beat Louisville, and since Louisville turned around in the end and beat Michigan, you know, now you question whether or not if we had made it to the end, would we have beat Michigan? And, you know, if we played as well as we had been playing and tightened up some and refined some of that little loose sloppiness stuff enough, you know, would it have made a difference that we could have actually won the championship? And, but,
well, I don't
you
know if you're an angry
all.
Sports guy, so
nah.
shout out to your wife if you are.
No, no, no.
Otherwise, I was pulling for you there.
We're doing Monday morning quarterbacking now, so, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Should have done that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be allowed to give a shout out to somebody who is here.
Oh, really? Well, I gave it to his wife.
Yeah, well, you saved yourself.
You give him to Nestor. I want to thank Nestor for helping me with my blog posts.
That's true. But so. He doesn't talk.
No, but when he's drunk enough, he does.
I sure for a
hair, 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 hair.
There it is.
I sure for a shiver here.
I'm sober and talking. Leave me alone.
Oh, grumpy. See, he's so much more fun when he's toast.
Yep.
Oh, just kidding. It's not a endorsement of Mike's alcohol.
Yep.
Consumption. Jen, do you have a shout out?
To the ass family.
Sweet asses.
No, we've been trying a lot harder on this arena event thing, the Crest.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing better than we did on the last two. So thanks to everyone who's contributed.
Well,
people
yeah.
don't really like the arena.
Yeah.
But I see
noticed that,
that
my family too. There's just two of us that are really working the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Me and John. So there's another shout out, okay? That's
one well, shout out to Ike, because they're really liking the third and fifth place options.
Yep.
And so that, I think that's
that?
Helped us do better.
Where do you see these third and fifth in the leaderboard?
In the configuration.
No, in the configuration you have an option to choose if you want to try to stay in third place or whether or not you want to try to stay in fifth place.
I'm going to dig into there then.
So
okay.
So it helps to a certain extent for some of that with.
Well, sweet. Well, everything that comes out tonight and tomorrow after we record, we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, I do want to give, I don't know if I actually gave a shout out. So I do want to take 1 second and give a shout out to the RD Godfather. He was the one that made the recommendation of the 3 and 5 options.
Oh, awesome.
In the Spartacus, so.
Yeah, people love it.
So,
mm-hmm, that is awesome.
I don't know.
That's
what,
the community feel there, you know.
I wonder what RD stands for.
I was going to ask you, but I didn't want to like put you on the spot.
It's Reservoir Dogs. It's Brandon Henry's family.
Okay. So hold on 1 second. Then I need to get the name. Daniel was the one that made the recommendation. Because I was going to say the godfather of Reservoir Dogs was Brandon.
No, Brandon stepped down, and now this guy is.
Okay, he's the one that made the recommendation. So, anyway.
Well, we're friends and fans.
Yeah. So, yeah. Congratulations, Daniel, for making that recommendation. And there's a lot of people that have found it very popular, and to Ike for implementing it. So.
Well, you guys got these like clockwork brains. It blows my mind. It's over my head.
Clockwork. I had a good recommendation sent to me.
Yeah.
In an email.
What's that?
And they recommend.
Wait, I've got to pull a Chester. Are you quitting? No, just kidding.
Oh, no. I will quote a few.
No, things. I'm just kidding. Remember Chester used to do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, no, but when you were talking about good ideas. Oh, and I can't find it. But
a good idea.
Oh, wait. No, I found it. The Whale. He comments on the blog a lot, but he sent me an email asking if there was a way for the Spock Home Toolbar to totally disable any option to bank New York money.
We were looking, yeah.
still working on the achievement. I thought that would be a cool idea.
Me too, because it's such a pain trying to get this achievement.
Like, it would have to override any script option, because that's where you usually mess up if you forget to turn it off on the script.
Right. There's the auto-collect button there that you can unclick.
No, but it would just be like something like on the config page where you click never bank New York money ever.
What it would do is look for any activity that was going on specifically for that type of action and then turn around and basically negate it. Yeah.
I like that.
No, that would help me tremendously. So I hear you.
I would have got my achievement a year earlier.
That would help me. I'm for that. I like it.
Just keep fighting the Cleto.
You know what? Every time I tested a new script, I would be like, no.
But you
would see it go to zero.
You know what sucks about that script is it stalls out on me, and then I end up spending all of that money. So now I'm scared of it. I'm not quite sure. Well, I've lost a lot of money.
And again, maybe that's got to do with the fact that the game is acting kind of squirrely itself right now, because, like, you know, it's hanging just even doing regular jobs.
Yeah, it hangs a lot.
You know, I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if they've backed down on the number of servers they've made available to the Mafia Wars community or what, but it's getting to be painful. They got to do something to
spruce it up a bit. Where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web. Informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at InformantPod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into the brand new.